beautiful, and it's so inexpensive, and that's the good thing about it. It's very affordable. Windy Peak, Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc Semillon, which is a lovely wine for a nice sunny day like today. It's fabulous if you've got guests over and you're having a seafood lunch. The Sauvignon Blanc Semillon sits down beautifully with that. And if you're having a steak and you like a red and you don't want something that's too heavy, a nice medium-bodied Cabernet Merlot is also good in the Windy Peak style. And as I suggest to you, it's very affordable. It doesn't break the bank, and that's most important because you want that money to have a bet with us this afternoon. Is that right, Simon?
Absolutely. You don't want something burning a hole in your hot little pocket.
That's for sure and certain. Now, listen, have we got a winner yet?
No, a few people have tried, but no one's given us the correct answers yet.
They'll know the winner. They'll be trying to find what is one of the significant features about the race. Okay? So think about it for a moment. And think about it, and you'll be right. And if we don't get a winner, well, it'll jackpot the next week.
Okay, well, we'll let them keep trying, I suppose, Paul, and see what.
Keep trying because it's one of those. The significant feature is one of those things you sort of mightn't think of right away. Okay, but I'm sure when you see what one of the significant features of that event is, well, I suppose we give them a clue, will we, Simon?
Well, it's right out of their nose, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is right out of their nose. It's very hard to give a clue because it's like having Russell Veitch on the program. When he gives a clue, he gives you the answer. And if we do that, if we give you a clue, we'll be giving you the answer.
If they don't get it, Paul, we might have plenty of people whining, you could say.
That's right. They'll definitely be whining if they don't get the significant feature about the race. And I think this is 2017. That means to say that there's been 10 years of significant features about various horse races that we can talk about, because each year the significant feature is involved with some of the other races.
And you could say it's had something in common with the Golden Rose over the years.
That's exactly right, because I think this might have been the first significant feature, and then the Golden Rose became the significant feature of the future. My goodness me, if they haven't got it that way, they'll never get it.
No, we're still trying, but I think we can give the first part of the answer is, of course, mentality.
Yeah, mentality was the winner of the 2007. It was, I think, from memory. I don't know whether Michael Hawks trained that or not. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure that was a team Hawks horse. Yeah,
it was a horse that had all the problems, a horse with feet problems, I think, and it was part owned by Gail and Michael Crismail.
The fluoro orange colours, for memory.
Yeah, that's right. It was in the orange colours, and Michael and Gail owned it partly from the ACC chairman. Okay, we don't have a winner.
We do have a winner. I've got Charmaine. I'm not sure where Charmaine's calling from, but we can find that out when we hang up.
Okay, but we don't get very many Charmaines that win, but I think I remember a Charmaine somewhere down the track winning. The answer is very simple. Mentality was the winner, and in 2007, the significant feature was the Expressway Stakes was sponsored by De Bortoli Wines.
Yeah, there you go.
De Bortoli Wines, I'm not sure, that may have been their first group race sponsorship. I'm pretty sure it was their first group race sponsorship association. And, we tend to forget how long the sponsors are with us. This is the 10th year around that they've been sponsoring in group races along the way, which, is most important with our sponsors.
Mm.
So De Bortoli was the sponsor, and that was a significant feature. Oh, everybody's gone, oh, in the background. Now, listen, you've got the trots and the dogs coming up and the horses after that. Thank you for your time this morning. Good morning, all. That's the De Bortoli quiz.
Good on you, Paul. There he is, Paul Ambrosoli. Congratulations, Charmaine. The twin pack won't be too far away. So Amanda Rando to join us in just a moment to take a look at harness racing at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Timmy Newbold up in about 7 minutes for the information for Wentworth Park. And once again, from 11 o'clock, the South Australian preview for Morfordville. And then Steve Moran to take a look at Flemington. Amanda in just a moment.
Summer harness racing on Sky Sports Radio brings out the very best. Reigning champions do battle against the rising stars as we count down to Miracle Mile Day on February 25. Every Tuesday morning at 10:30, On the Pace has all the key players passing on vital information for the week ahead. The best in harness racing is on Sky Sports Radio.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out west.
Everyone's on their way.
On the path to the grand final at Royal Randwick.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Let's take a look at harness racing at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon. Yes, another big night. Obviously, the feature is the Cordina Foods Power Face Adios Stakes, where the winner will receive an invitation to the Chariots of Fire in a couple of weeks' time.
Rightio, yes, we've got the big group two on tonight, the Paleface Adios, and a Tab jackpot this evening on the quaddy of $25,000. Righto, let's take a look at the card, Amanda. The first is the Louise Cordina Pace. It's an MO only, and there's 12 to line up. There's no scratchings.
Yeah, look, Simon, I've tipped the one on Top Talk Lively here. If she goes as well as she did last start, she'll be very hard to beat. She led all the way on that occasion and went 152 and change and looked very smart doing so. I think the 12 seventh hope can be a bit of a danger as well. He should track through from this barrier draw quite nicely. And he's placed his last couple of starts. And both were hard races too. So, yeah, I think he can, that form can go close here. Also like the 5, Benny's Ace, he ran a top race to win 5 starts ago and has been there about since. And also the 11, Let's Cut Loose. So race 1 at Menangle tonight, I've got the 1 on top to beat 12, 5 and 11.
So 1 from 12, 5, 11 in the first. Race 2 is the Rochelle Cordina Pace, an MO only. And the one scratching here is number 10, Isle of Man.
Yes, Simon, I've tipped the 2 on top, which has got to be Witched. She should go forward and win. She won here 5 starts back. She went 153 and change on that occasion, and I think is the one to beat from this draw. Also like the 8, All Bliss. Now, this is a horse that could probably add a bit of value to the mix here. He's slightly down in class from what he has been racing, hence why I've included him. And he usually races pretty well around here at Menangle, so I like him for your multiples. Also like the 9 here, Captain Brook, and the 3, Little Bit of Something. So race 2, 2 on top to beat 8, 9 and 3.
2, 8, 9, 3 the second. The third is the Ashley's Babe Ladyship for the Mares, an MO to M3. No scratchings here, Amanda. 10 to line up.
Yeah, top race, Simon. Some strong chances here, including the 7, Helen's Bonus, who I've marked as an each-way bet here. She's an honest mare, and she's just had 2 runs back from a spell now. And last week, she finished 5th against her own sex, but, you know, she ran some of the best sectionals in that race, even though she finished out of the money. So, look, fitness-wise, she should be spot on tonight, and I really like her. Also really like the 9, Katy Perry. She's a mare you can just never underestimate. She won quite well 3 starts back and hasn't been far off them since. Also including the 8 here, Tat Haley's Delight. She ran 7th last start, but also another one that ran some good times. And also the 2 here, Come Collect. So race 3, 7 on top to beat 9, 8 and 2.
7 from 9, 8, 2 in the third. The fourth event is the first of the listed classics, the Where Horses Fly Country Series Final. And scratchings here are 6 Hour Patchy Miss and 10 Yellow Taxi.
Yeah, Simon, I've tipped the 11 on top here to Peak of Glory. It is a bit of an open race with some strong chances, but this was in some of the best form and most consistent form, and he's come back really strong this time in. He's won his last 2 starts, and if he can get off the pegs early, I think he's the top hope. Also like the 14 here, Cherry Mahoney. She was very dominant when winning 2 starts back, which was the heat of this race out at Park, and I think he's a strong chance in this race as well. And she's had quite a few starts here at Menangle as a juvenile years, and they were against the best fillies of her age. So, I think she can add some good form to the Menangle record here tonight. Also like the 2 here, Al Bodacious, and the 5, Innocent Crocker. So race 4, numbers are 11, 14, 2 and 5.
11, 14, 2, 5. The fourth race, 5 gets the quaddie underway with the $25,000 jackpot at 20 after 8, the Country Series final here. And the scratchings are 4 Rowan and 14 Captain Cooney. So both emergencies to gain a start.
Yeah, Simon, I've tipped the 12 on top here, 408 for Maddie Rue. This horse is a very talented type. One is his last two starts, which is his two starts back from a spell. He should track into this race nicely and be in the running line. And, his two wins have been in pretty solid times as well. So, look, I think he can take home the cash here in race five. Also, don't mind the five, Rock and Roll Angel. She's only had one start back from a spell, which she won out at Tamora and qualified for this race. But, look, she's won six of her 11 starts, so she certainly has the ability. Also, like the 13, Riverly Dolly, and number six, Express Pass. So race five, 12 on top to beat, 5, 13 and 6.
12, 5, 13 and 6 in race five. Race six, the feature, the Group Two Cordina Foods Pale Face Adios for the 4-year-olds. And the scratchings are 6 Match in Heaven and 9 Code Black. So the emergencies come out. And with the tab fixed, Amanda, we've got equal favourites. 4 Anything for Love, 5 Arm of the Gun. They're both at $3.80. $5 for number 10, Our Waikiki Beach. $6.50 for 3 Rallows Pass. Can Our Waikiki Beach get back on the winner's board tonight, do you think?
Well, look, I'm tipping him on top. So he's drawn in 11. He's number 11. He will come out of barrier 9. So he is drawn wide. But, look, I just think he certainly shouldn't be written off yet. Last week he finished 8th. It was only his second start back from a spell, and he was pushed out of the gate when they went 25-6. So not many horses can make it at the end of the race when they go that hard early, especially, lacking a bit of race fitness. So, look, as long as that run didn't knock him around, I think he certainly has the class, and I think Our Waikiki Beach shouldn't be written off yet. So I'm tipping him on top to win tonight's race. It's a quality race, Simon. Any of these horses could win. I've marked the 5 Arm of the Gun as the danger, so he showed a lot of class. Last week in the Hondo Grattan Stakes, he was part of that early speed battle, and he ended up finishing 3rd. But in his he had a bit of extra race fitness on his side as opposed to Our Waikiki Beach. But yeah, it was a really eye catching effort. So look, I think he warrants the favouritism. Also, like the 4 here, Anything to Love, who I'm putting in as the 3rd pick. This is probably his toughest challenge yet, but his 3 starts at the Trentons have been quite impressive. And I'm also including the 1 here, Stanley Ross Robin. He finished 2nd in last week's qualifier. So race 6, the main one tonight, Simon. I've got the 11 on top, Our Waikiki Beach, hopefully to bounce back into the winner's circle to beat the 5, Arm of the Gun, 4 and 1.
So 11, 5, 4, 1 there in the Paleface Adios. Race 7, the Adrian Garnett pace. And there's nothing scratched here, a field of 12. Tab fixed have got 6 No Doctor Needed, $3.50. 8 Saloon Passage, $3.80. And $6.50 for 9 Shannon's A Blast.
Yeah, Simon, I really like the $3.80 for Saloon Passage. He's drawn in number 8. And this horse has really started to ramp it up, this preparation. And it's becoming one of those really tough season campaigners. His form has been, really hard to fault this time in. He's been racing against the best of them in in some feature races. And he usually brings his best in races at Monangla. So I really like Saloon Passage here. Also like the 10, I'm Mr. Brightside. I think he can make his presence felt here despite drawing wide over the mile. He has been, he's always up against the very best of them. He's only had a couple of runs back from his Queensland campaign, and first up, they went 149. So he's had a couple of tough efforts since he's returned back to Sydney. But look, I think he can figure close here. Also, I think the 6 No Doctor Needed can, the favourite. He won impressively first up with the Fitzpatricks over the middle distance last week, and certainly his form over in New Zealand was quite strong. And I'm also including the 12 here, Better Bet Black. So race 7 at Monangla, Simon, numbers are 8, 10, 6 and 12.
8, 10, 6, 12 loading up Trentham. Race 8 for the Trotters, a T2 or better, no scratchings, 14 to line up.
Yeah, numbers here, Simon, are 13, 6, 4, 9. I think the 13, Our Summer Vacation, should take home the cash. He is one of the class trotters of the field, and being back to the mobile conditions tonight, he's right in this race. He had a month between runs when first up last week, and he finished a decent 8th, and I think he'll be a lot better tonight. Also, like the 6 Tough Monarch, this is a rise in class for him. But look, he has, when he puts it all together, he has a lot of ability, and he's done so to win his last 3 starts. Also, like the 4 here, Rompers Monarchy, she flashed home well last week over the 2300. And also the 9 here, Iona Grinner, she's on her best behaviour. So race 8, the Trotters, numbers again are 13, 13649.
13649. Now, Trentham, there's just one to move forward. Race 9, the Freedom Farms pace, the C3 to C5. Amanda, I'll come back to you in just a moment. I think they're set New Zealand.
Favourite is Andado, has drawn the outside barrier. Late stretching of four for Giron. We're set and we're racing in the first on the last day of the Cup Carnival. And the favourite Andado from out wide began brilliantly and crosses the face of the field, going kicking through along the inside, coasting to be right there. So is Island Bay. So they plant the favourite three wide as they work down towards the junction. In fact, the favourite now eases back in behind the first two. Then followed by St. Quire over on the inside of Shamulock. Further back, Madame McPhee. Out wide on the track is Sardine, and well back, Drapier. And sixpence is last as they come towards a home turn, 400 metres to go. And it's Island Bay over on the inside, a narrow leader from coasting. And Dardo, the favourite, being called upon on the outside by Johnson. Two lengths away, then is Shamulock, followed by St. Croix. Further back, Drapier, Madame McPhee. Then came Sardine, and back with it is sixpence. It's a three-horse war at the 150. Island Bay coasting in the centre. And Dardo still a half length away. Coasting has the lead in the first. And coasting and OP Bossom gets the day off to a winning start. Second photo is between Andado and on the inside Island Bay, and there's not much between them. Close up in the fourth position, St. Croix, followed by Drapier running on, then Shamulock. Further back was Sardine from sixpence, and Madame McPhee will be the last of them home.
Seven coasting, Opie Bosson, 3:30, 1:30. It's a photo for the miners. We'll head back to Amanda Rando just to have a look at this last at Benangle. Yes, Amanda, race 9, the Freedom Farms pace, there's no scratchings.
Yes, Simon, my numbers for this race are 9, 7, 8 and 5. I think the 9, Let's Chase the Dream, will be very hard to beat. Back over in New Zealand, he's known as Chase the Dream. And two starts ago, he won the 4 and 5-year-old stakes at Waikato. So he has actually qualified for the Chariots of Fire in a fortnight's time. And, yeah, I think he has the class to win tonight. I think the 7 here, Sam's the Master, can go a long way. This horse ran a nice race to finish 4th in the Hondo Grattan Stakes last week, and he has the class to fit figure close here. Also like the 8 again, Thunder Dance, has won his last two starts well, and also the 5 Cosell. So race 9 numbers again are 9, 7, 8 and 5.
9, 7, 8 and 5. And your best from an angle, Amanda?
Yeah, it's in that last race, race 9, number 9, Let's Chase the Dream. And important to note, Natalie Rasmussen is over here taking the drive on him and also our Waikiki Beach tonight, which is great to see. And look, for a bit more value out of my best bets for the night, I really like in race 3, number 7, Helen's Bonus is an each way bet as well, Simon.
And it's a big night of harness racing at Melton this evening. Lazarus should win the Victoria Cup, do you think?
Oh, look, it's going to be a tough race. He's drawn out wide in barrier 6. And, you know, he's got the likes of the local Hector JJ, who will certainly put up a good fight. So, look, I don't think it's a one-horse race. It's a really nice Victoria Cup this year. And it's nice to see New South Wales reinsman Chris Geary. He's our leading reinsman here, and he's actually having his first Grand Circuit drive on the Craig Cross train, Muckdoro. So it's nice to see a new driver against the likes of, you know, Chris Alford and Gavin Lang.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to watching Lazarus go around later and a few of the others as well, like Have Faith in Me and the Pure Steel. It's a nice compliment to the Menangle program tonight, that's for sure. Thanks very much for your time, Amanda, and good luck this evening.
Thanks, Simon.
So Amanda Rando there. Now let's take a look at Greyhound Racing at Wentworth Park. Tim Newbold, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Terrific meeting at headquarters tonight, the heat of the Group 1 National Derby and National Futurity holding centre stage.
Tab jackpot at Wendy tonight is a $25,000 quaddy jackpot, and we do have the Tab fixed odds on all of these races. The first event, Tim, is the first heat of the National Derby. Scratchings are 3 Vostok and 10 Cosmic Bonus. And with the market, 4 Black Hole Sun is 330, 5 Reviewer 370, and 7 Mr. Twister 390.
5-4-2-1 here, 5 Reviewer. He's resuming from about a month off, coming into it on the fresher side. He has raced really well in the past when he's been fresh. He's a bit touchy at box rise, but he's got high speed when he does hit the ground. He's not badly drawn in the 5 out lead if he does begin on a clean day. The beat number 4, Black Hole Sun, is a capable greyhound. He's got a terrific record at Wentworth Park. He's down in class in his past couple of runs in good company, top grade company. Then number 2, however, Humble, Lib Pinger with plenty of early dash, but just struggles running the 5.20 in this grade. And then number 1, Techno.
5-4-2-1
in the first of the Derby heats. Race two, the first of the National Futurity heats. Reserves come out here. Six Striker Lights at 2.40. Five Little Nanga, 3.50. And three Daithy Allen, 5.50.
Really keen on number six, Striker Light. She was brilliant leading all of the way at Wentworth Park 2 runs ago in a heat of the Paws of Thunder. Then she went into the final last week. She was one of the favourite runners. She bombed the jump and she never really got into the picture at all. Look, she's coming back to her own age tonight and her own sex. Look, if she begins on a clean note, I think she will. She's normally a pretty good beginner. She's got brilliant burn. She's well drawn wider out on the track here to charge to the top and put a rival away. To beat number three, Daithy Allen, who's debuting at the track but has got really strong provincial Victorian form. Then number five, Little Nanga. She's won 4 out of 5 of the track. Biggest test to date tonight, but she can aim up. And then number two, Mac Molly. Pretty keen on six to beat 3-5-2.
6-3-5-2 in the second. The third is the second of the Derby heats, and the reserves come out here. 3 Lightning Frank is 2.50. 2 Bubble Guppy, 3.60. 1 Duty Free, 4.60.
Number three, Lightning Frank on top here. He won the Group 1 Silver Chief at his most recent run at the Meadows. He comes to Wentworth Park for the first time under race conditions. He did trial at the track last Saturday night running 30.01. I watched the trial and it was a really impressive trial. He handled Wentworth Park really well and I think he'll be just better for that trial. He's a quick beginner. He's got good speed through the early and mid sections. He's not badly drawn on the three alley. Pretty keen on number three, Lightning Frank. To beat number one, Duty Free. Another Victorian who is debuting at the track under race conditions, but did trial last Saturday night as well. Did go quicker, did go about a tenth quicker. He's a genuine winning chance from the inside, Ali. Then number two, Bubble Gumpy, a Queenslander who is coming to Wentworth Park. And look, on a recent trial, he can improve. And then number six, Yarraman Ace has got to be thrown in. Pretty keen on three to beat 1, 2, and 6.
So 3 from 1, 2, 6 there in the third. The fourth gets the big six underway at 28 after 8, and the next of the Futurity heats. Scratch 4, Fusion Cronulla and 10, White Magic Opal. In this race, 10, 1 Swift Ella's at 2.10, 2 Andrea Doria, $4. 6 Pretty Ali, 7 Spring Bloom, both 5.50.
I thought one of the hardest races of the night, and I failed at a very skinny quote, number one, Swift Ella. I'm steering, I put her in the numbers, but I'm going with 7 here. Spring Bloom, who is beautifully drawn wider out on the track where she does like to race. She'll find this easier than her most recent run at Wentworth Park. She's coming into it a little on the fresher side, and I think she can really run a race here at a bit of value. 7 Spring Bloom on top. To beat number 2, Andrea Doria, who's better for a couple of runs around the track now. Well drawn in the 2 alley. Number 1, Swift Ella. She's unbeaten in 3 runs, all on provincial track. This is her biggest challenge so far. She can aim up, but she's in a very skinny quote at the moment. And then number 6, Pretty Alley. 7, 2, 1, and 6.
So 7, 2, 1, and 6 there in the second of the Futurity heats. Across to the fifth, the third Derby heat, take out 5 Fantastic Blake and 6 Matt Machine. 9 comes into box 5 and 10 into box 6. And with the market for the first leg at a quaddie, 1 Tedesco is at 2.20, 7 Royal Turbo 3.40, 3 Nangar Bear 5.50.
Hard to go away from the favourites here. Number 1, Tedesco on top. He's a Victorian greyhound debuting at the track. He's in astute hands with Brooke Ennis. Look, he's been impressive down in Victoria. If he does bring that form to New South Wales, he is right in this race, in the series. To beat 7 Royal Turbo, who has got a great record at Wentworth Park. Recent runs have been down in Victoria, but he returns home for this series. He's a pacey type, well-drawn wider out. Then number 3, Nangar Bear. Lacks the early dash of the other pair, but really strong at the end. And then throw in number 9, Aston Archie. 1-7-3-9.
1-7-3-9, the fifth race. 6, heat 3 on the Futurity, and the reserves come out. 3.70 for 1, Mainline Ostie. 3.90 for 5, Sarah Swift. 4.80 for 6, Flying Michaela.
Go with number 6, Flying Michaela. She's getting back up over 520 metres after a few runs over the shorter trip at Dapto in recent week. She loves Wentworth Park. She's well drawn wider out on the track. And I think she can run a cheeky race at a bit of value here. 6, Flying Michaela. on top. The beat number one, Mainline Aussie, who's going great guns at the moment. She's got a tremendous record at the track, finishing in the money in 14 and 16 runs. She's a brilliant beginner. She's got high speed. She'll run a mighty race. Then seven, Salika Bale. And throw in number five, Sarah Swift, who is debuting at Wentworth Park.
Six from 1-7-5, race six, race seven, the fourth heat of the Derby, and the reserves come out. Four shimmer bars at $2.15. One hit the highway at $3.50, and two Eddie Eagle at $7.
Oh, you can't really tip against number four shimmer bar. He won the Paws of Thunder last Saturday night in open grade company at Group 1 level. He now comes back to his own age. He's been brilliant in both wins at Wentworth Park. He's a very, very talented greyhound with a massive engine. Not very badly drawn here in the four alley because he's got a couple of moderate beginners drawn on either side of him, so he should get room to move in the initial stages. You've got to put him on top, number four, Shimmer Bar. The beat number one, Hit the Highway, who's ideally drawn on the inside. He lacks early dash, but he's really, really strong at the end. If he does get the green lights in the mid stages, he'll be powering to the line. Then number eight, Too Good Promo, best roughie in the race. And throwing number five, Dyna Boomer. He's got the ability to win. 4-1-8-5.
4-1-8-5, race seven. Over to race eight, the fourth heat of the Futurity, and the reserves out. Two uphill Jills at 2.30, equal favourites with eight, Ebby Chance. $7 then for 6-2J.
Number two, Uphill Jill, won the Sandown Laurel late last year. She comes to Wentworth Park for this series. She trialled at the track in 30 and 14 last week, and her early section was only average, and normally that's the best part of her race, so I can see her improving a good couple of tenths on that trial, which takes her under the 30 seconds, and if she does do that tonight, she'll be really hard to beat. Two Uphill Jill on top. The beat number eight, Ebby Chance, is airborne at the moment. Did run quick time on debut at the track last time out. Beautifully drawn. Then throwing number five, Runway Idol, and then four, Rumbling Daisy, for the wider multiples. Looks to be only two winning chances, two from eight, then wider at the 5 and 4.
2-8, then out the 5 and 4, race eight. Race nine, the fifth heat of the Derby. The reserves come out. Falcons Fury are looking to bounce back here. It's drawn box three and is $1.75. One Mighty Muzz is at $5. Two Runaway Bono, or Runway Bono, at $7.
Number three, Falcons Fury. He was brilliant winning a heat of the Paws of Thunder 2 runs ago, and then he was a gallant third last Saturday night in the big one in open age company. Back to his own age here. He just needs to get away on a clean note, and I think he'll take the money. Number three, Falcons Fury on top. To beat number one, Mighty Muzzle, who was really good when finishing runner-up at his most recent run. He's drawn to run a mighty race. Then number four, Nangara, and throw in number eight, Better Force Lloyd. 3-1-4-8.
3-1-4-8, race 9, and race 10, the last at 10.35. The reserves are out of this one, and with the fixed odds, 1 Wicked Pedro's at $2.90, 4 Dandy Jack, $4.20, and 6 Takedown, $5.
Going with number 4 here, Dandy Jack. I think his recent runs have been pretty good in tougher company. He's a good beginner. He's got the early dash to lead here and run a mighty race. He's not that badly drawn in the 4 because he's got a moderate beginner on his inside. 4 on